గృహీత గుణావతార తస్మిన్ స్వవిక్రమం ఇదం సృజత అపి చేత యుంజీత కర్మశమలం చ యథా విజహ్యాం. ఏష ప్రపన్న వరదో రమయాత్మ శక్త్యా యద్యత్ కరిష్యతి గృహీత గుణావతారా తస్మిన్ స్వవిక్రమమిదం సృజతోపి చేతో యుంజీత కర్మ శమలం చ యథా విజహ్యాం. ఏష ప్రపన్న వరదో రమయాత్మ శక్త్యా యద్యత్ కరిష్యతి గృహీత గుణావతారా తస్మిన్ స్వవిక్రమమిదం సృజతోపి చేతో యుంజీత కర్మ శమలం చ యథా విజహ్యాం. ఏష ప్రపన్న వరదో రమయాత్మ శక్త్యా యద్యత్ కరిష్యతి గృహీత గుణావతార తస్మిన్ స్వవిక్రమమిదం సృజతోపి చేతో యుంజీత కర్మ శమలం చ యథా విజహ్యాం. एषः दिस प्रपन्ना वन हु इज सरेंडर्ड वरदः बेनिफैक्टर रमया एंजॉयिंग ऑलवेज विद द गॉडेस ऑफ फॉर्चून लक्ष्मी आत्मशक्त्या विथ हिज इंटरनल पोटेंसी यद्यत् व्हाटएवर करिष्यति ही मे एक्ट गृहीता एक्सेप्टिंग गुणावतारः इनकार्नेशन ऑफ द मोड ऑफ गुडनेस तस्मिन् अंटु हिम स्वविक्रमम् विथ ओम्निपोटेंसी इदम् दिस कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन सृजत क्रिएटिंग अपि इन स्पाइट ऑफ चेतः हार्ट युञ्जीत बी एंगेज्ड कर्म वर्क शमलम मटेरियल अफेक्शन च ऑल्सो यथा एज मच एज विजह्याम आई कैन गिव अप ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन गुरु श्रील एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद The Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, is always the benefactor of the surrendered souls. His activities are always enacted through his internal potency, Rama, or the goddess of fortune. I pray only to engage in his service in the creation of the material world, and I pray that I may not be materially affected by any works, for thus I may be able to give up the false prestige of being the creator. Purport. In the matter of material creation, maintenance and destruction, there are three incarnations of the material modes of nature, Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwar. But the Lord's incarnation as Vishnu in his internal potency is a supreme energy for the total activities. Brahma, who is only an assistant in the modes of creation, wanted to remain in his actual position as an instrument of the Lord instead of becoming puffed up by the false prestige of thinking himself the creator. That is a way of becoming dear to the Supreme Lord and receiving His benediction. Foolish men want to take credit for all creations made by them, but intelligent persons know very well that not a blade of grass can move without the will of the Lord. Thus, all the credit for wonderful creations must go to Him. By spiritual consciousness only, one can be free from the contamination of material affection and receive the benedictions offered by the Lord. In this third canto verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahmaji is revealing the consciousness of a pure leader. Brahmaji is aspiring to be free from the influence of false ego of thinking himself to be the creator. Srila Prabhupada established the Krishna Consciousness Society following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission to deliver the entire universe. Eirupe achandale kirtana sanchare nama prema mala ganthi podaila sansare. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to garland the entire universe with the garland of love which is tied around the string of the holy name. And with that mission, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to transform the consciousness of every living entity who is in the conditioned state, and transform that consciousness from a state of contamination, selfishness, anarthas, to a state of pure love, where every moment the soul is hankering to serve and please Krishna. That is the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is a mission which Srila Prabhupada took all over the world. And that is a mission of heart transformation. So Srila Prabhupada mentions, purity is the force. So, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Antulila, in the first chapter, there is a beautiful conversation which happens between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Rai, Sarabhaum Bhattacharya and Srila Rupa Goswami, who has just arrived there. And there this beautiful verse comes where it is said, Ishvara Swabhava Bhaktir Na Loy Aparad Alpaseva Bahumane Atma Paryanta Prasad. The Supreme Lord has a very unique quality. As those who are aspiring to serve the Supreme Lord, it is our important duty to understand what is His nature, what is His heart, what are His feelings. What is Ishvara Swabhava? Bhaktira na loy aparad. He does not take the mistakes committed by His devotee very seriously. And alpa seva bahumane atma paryanta prasad. And on the other hand, if a devotee performs even bit a little bit of service, that is taken very seriously by the Supreme Lord. And He magnifies it like anything. And so, in the next verse, this whole principle is described of how to understand purity and what facilitates this kind of a pure consciousness, as Brahmaji in this verse describes, Yunjita Karma Shamalam. How can I attain this pure consciousness of always being in the mood of being a servant? Bhrityasya napi guru napi naparadhan sevam managapikritan bahudabhyupaiti avishkaroti pishuneshu abhinabhyasuyan shilena nirmalamatir purushottamoyam. The Supreme Lord is described as Purushottam, best amongst all souls. And what is His main characteristic? Nirmalamati. He is purity personified. Every soul is part and parcel of Krishna, and we are all trapped within the contamination of this material existence. And we need help, we need process which can transform our contamination into purity. And therefore, Nirmala Mati, how to attain purity, is the ultimate purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. And so here this principle of purity is described beautifully in the Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, in the Kapil Dev Samvad with Mother Devahuti. And it says, Bhukta Bhoga Parityakta Drishta Dosha Cha Nityasha Na Ishvarasya Ashubham Dhatte Sve Mahimni Sthitasya Cha. The soul, in its original constitutional position as part and parcel of Krishna, only realizes and experiences its full glory in a state of being a servant and not in the state of being an enjoyer and controller and proprietor. Bhukta bhoga parityakta. When the soul gives up the effort to enjoy the material creation, when drishta dosha cha nityasha, by seeing the fault in this effort, when the soul, after repeated efforts to enjoy the senses, control objects of this material world, finally realizes that it is a futile attempt, he sees the fault in this process, drishta dosha, When he sees that fault, then he decides, let me try to give up this process of enjoyment and let me see if there is an alternative available. Na ishvarasya ashubham dhatte sve mahimni sthitasya cha. And as the soul reinstates itself on the path of trying to serve Krishna and give up the enjoyment propensity, gradually the soul begins to experience its original true glory of being Satchidananda, part and parcel of Krishna. Once a very big businessman came to me and he was sharing with me that I have so much of wealth, so much of money, it is like water in an ocean. But just like the ocean water is salty, no matter how much I earn, I never seem to be satisfied. But I see that you people are chanting Hare Krishna and you seem to be quite satisfied. You seem to be experiencing water in a well which is sweet, which is deep. I really wish you can give me a few drops of your well water. I said, definitely you can take few drops of our well water and we don't mind a few drops of your ocean water. So there is a point in time when few fortunate souls, because of the mercy of the Lord and previous Sukriti, come to this understanding. There is something wrong in what we are doing. And so they develop a desire to be absorbed in Krishna. When Thakur Haridas was attacked by Ramachandra Khan by sending the prostitute to distract him, there it is described, Nirvikar Haridas Gambhir Ashay Bolite Lagila Tare Huiya Sadaya. So once the prostitute came and another time Maya Devi personally came in Shantipur and tried to distract Haridas Thakur. In the course of this effort, Haridas Thakur remained nirvikar, could not be moved, unchanged. Why? All these distractions did not move his attention away. Why? Gambhir Ashay. His intention was very fixed. And therefore, when we are in the process of bhakti, we are trying to be the servant, to the extent we are attracted to the concept of being a servant, to that extent we will take our prayer seriously. And therefore the chanting of holy name is a call by the soul to the Lord to be engaged in service. But the main question is my intention of being a servant genuine, authentic, honest, intense, pure? And to that extent, we will feel attracted by the prospect of praying to the Lord, eagerly seeking opportunities to be a servant. And therefore, the absorption in chanting of the holy names of a devotee is not like the absorption of a yogi, where he is absorbed in his consciousness and tries to attain perfection by his efforts. Our absorption is absorption in the principle of being a servant. And therefore, Gambhira Ashay, Thakur Haridas's intention of being a servant was so pure and so deep, and he was so absorbed because of that nirvikara. There could not be any vikara, there could not be any change created by any external forces on that intention. And therefore, the first principle in trying to develop sustainable purity is the purity in this intention of being a servant. Bolite lagila tare gambhir ashay. And so Haridas Thakur is described as Krishna namabishta mana sada Haridas. He was completely absorbed in chanting Krishna's holy names, and nothing could distract him from that chanting. Krishna namavishta mana. His mind was totally absorbed in that chanting. Aranye rodit hoila stribhava prakash. And therefore all of those various distractions appear to be just like some kind of a cry in the wilderness of a forest. Aranye rodit hoila. And Thakur Haridas remained totally absorbed, and Maya herself fell at his feet and started begging for Krishna prema. Maya dasi prema mage itthe ki bismay sadhu kripa nama bina prema na janmay. So this pastime concludes by saying that Thakur Haridas's absorption in chanting of the holy name, his absorption in his intention of being a servant, was so deep that Maya Dasi of Krishna, she came with a singular purpose of distracting Thakur Haridas's intention, because that is her seva. Maya Dasi prema mage, and by the influence of the association of Thakur Haridas, she started begging him for prema. Itthe ki vismay. What is so astonishing about this? Sadhu kripa nama vina prema na janmay. Without the mercy of sadhu and without the chanting of the holy names, prema cannot manifest. And so this purity, shilena nirmalamati purushottamoyam, this kind of purity is what we are aspiring for. That is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. Anyone who is a leader in Krishna consciousness movement is trying to assist Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas in trying to facilitate the transformation of the hearts of the conditioned souls from impure state to a pure state. And in this regard, in this verse, three qualities are described which facilitate the creation of such purity and the manifestation of such purity. The first is gratitude. Sevam manag apikritam bahuda abhyupaiti. Even if a person performs a little service, Krishna feels obliged to that person. He is filled with gratitude towards that person. And therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is described, Tam sukharadhyam rajubhir ananya sharanain rabhir krutagya kono seveta duraradhyam asadubhi. Krutagya, it is said, that for someone aspiring to be a devotee, gratitude is one of the most important qualities. And if someone has gratitude, devotional service becomes extremely easy. And if someone does not have that gratitude, it becomes very challenging. And therefore the word kritagya means to remember what someone has done for me. Kritagya. And therefore, one of the greatest challenges in Kali Yuga is with the loss of memory in Kali Yuga. There is not just loss of data, loss of information, but we tend to forget who has done good for me. How did I reach at this stage in my life? Who all have been responsible in contributing? Right from the very beginning of my life till now, am I able to remember them? Am I able to feel gratitude towards them? And this feeling of gratitude takes a severe beating as the memory goes down in Kali Yuga. And nobody needs to be convinced that the memory is going down. We used to have a television serial called Atma many years ago, and it used to come on Star Plus. So they were shooting like Devaki Nandan Prabhu and Sarabhaum Prabhu, myself, 2001, 2002, for 1 year they shot those episodes. And they continued retelecasting it for next 9 years. So I asked them after 3 or 4 years, should we shoot some new episodes? And they said, no need, nobody understands whether it is old or new. And the height was, one day, somewhere, someone came up to me and said, sir, this year's episodes are better than last year's. I said, it's not possible, they are the same. They are simply being repeated. He says, no, it is new, it is new. I said, I am the one who spoke, Baba. And he said, you give so many lectures, you may have forgotten. But the fact is that for relationships to develop, gratitude is extremely important. So unless we develop the ability to express gratitude with those in whom we are in contact with, it is a tall order to be able to express gratitude towards Krishna, who may not be immediately manifest in front of us. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling from Jagannath Puri to Bhuvaneshwar to Chaturdwar, he came to Mantreshwar, and as he was staying there, wanting to cross the river, and on the other side there was a very cruel governor. And so Prataputra Maharaj's associate requested Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to wait there. And because of the huge tumultuous kirtan sound, that governor got inspired to take darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he came and he fell at the feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu embraces him. And such a person with a background of being extremely cruel, he got totally transformed. Tabe Mahaprabhu tare kripa drishti kori, ashwasiya kohe tare, koho Krishna hari. So Mahaprabhu, in this series of verses, reveals a very interesting phenomena of what is the meaning of genuine gratitude. First, he embraces him and he says, please chant the holy names and offer prayer to be engaged in service. Kaha Krishna Hari. So the first principle of gratitude is we are willing to perform very authentic and deep sadhana as practice of our Krishna consciousness. And as this governor got transformed, at that point he folded his hands and he requested Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sai kahe more jadi kara angikar, ek agya deha seva koriye tumar. And he folds his hands and requests and pleads and begs Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that if you have accepted me as your servant, ek agya deha seva korije tumar, please order me and instruct me and engage me in service. Engage me in a service which you want. And in this way, the second aspect of gratitude is we engage in seva. The sadhana must lead to a genuine desire to serve, a genuine desire to accept serious responsibility and take responsibility as per the desire of the masters who are engaging us. When Lord Narsingadev appeared in front of Hiranyakashipu and killed him, and Prahlad Maharaj later offered his prayers, in one of those prayers Prahlad Maharaj expresses, Evam janam nipatitam prabhavahi kupe, My dear Lord Narsingadev, I had fallen into the well of material existence. Kama bhi kama manoya prapatan prasangat. And I was simply chasing the demoniac mentality of people of this world and was guaranteeing my birth in hell. But krutvatmasat surarashina bhagavan grihita. I came in contact by some good fortune with your devotee Shripad Narad Muni. And because of his instructions, I am now eligible to have your darshan. And therefore, soham katham novisrije tava bhritya sevam. And I have only one desire. People feel that having your darshan is the ultimate goal of life. But I want to actually serve him and express my gratitude and repay the debt towards Shripad Narad Muni. Please allow me an opportunity to engage in his service. So this is the second aspect, that the prayer for service should be followed by an actual plan for service. And then the third is, the governor says, Go Brahmana Vaishnavahim sa koriyachi apar sai papa hoi te mora hauka nistar. He says, My dear Lord, I have been engaged in killing of cows and animals. And along with that, I have also been insulting the Vaishnavas. So therefore, there are two types of sin. One is killing of animals, and the second is insulting the devotees. And therefore, he is praying here to be free from all of these negative tendencies of interactions, dealings and behavior. And so, the prayer for service followed by the serious plan for service should be followed by proper Vaishnava dealings, by proper attitude of dealings with other servants, and only then the service is taken seriously by the Lord. And so, in this particular pastime, the importance of gratitude is demonstrated. This facilitates purity. The second element is described in the same verse, Bhrityasya pashyati gurun api naparadhan. The second quality for developing purity is we have to remain tolerant. Even if the Lord sees some mistakes in his servants, he is tolerant towards them. And this is an extremely important principle. And therefore, we have to be very careful how we react and respond to different situations and circumstances. Maharaj Parikshit was cursed to die in 7 days and 7 nights. Maharaj Parikshit was so fortunate that he saw Krishna in the womb of his mother. And he was known as Vishnurata. Tasmat namna Vishnurata iti loke bhavishyati. Nasandeho mahabhaga mahabhagavato mahan. Mahabhagavat, Maharaj Parikshit, was so fortunate that he saw Krishna in the womb of his mother. But in spite of that, Maharaj Parikshit was cursed to die, and it was not his plan, it was not his will. And therefore, we have to remain tolerant to the fact that however exciting our plans may be, Krishna's plans are ultimately all-powerful. And Krishna's will reign supreme. And so, Maharaj Parikshit became a qualified hearer for the Srimad Bhagavatam because he decided to continue loving Krishna even when Krishna's will was very heavily superimposed on his own will and his own desire. And he says, Tasyaiva meghasya paravaresho vyasakta chittasya griheshva bhikshnam nirvedamulo dvijashaparupo yatra prasakto bhayamashudhatte. He says, my dear Lord, yes, I have been cursed to die in 7 days and 7 nights, but I consider this to be your mercy upon me. Vyasakta chittasya griheshu abhikshnam, otherwise I would have never given up my attachment to this kingdom and taken your shelter. And therefore, the purpose of life is not to be obsessed with prosperity and adversity. The purpose of life is not to accumulate successes and minimize defeats, but the purpose of life is to be able to remember how to serve and please Krishna in the midst of all kinds of prosperities and adversities. Maha bipattau samsari yas marit madhusudana. In the midst of a great calamity, if one is able to remember Lord Madhusudan, vipattau tasya sampatti bhavet ityaha Shankara, that vipatti, that adversity becomes a prosperity. And therefore, we have to remain tolerant to our tendency to consume, to control, to convince, and to compete with others. Because ultimately, the Lord's will is absolute. And we have to learn the process of continuing to serve and please the Lord in the midst of the Lord's will being right there in front of us. And so, Prahlad Maharaj mentions that we should learn how to respond and not react. And sometimes, in cases of adversity, when we try to find a solution, many times that solution is worse than the original problem. And basically that is the difference between material education and spiritual education. Material education tries to improve circumstances so that the problem can be solved. Change the circumstances so that the problem can be eradicated. Spiritual education focuses on how to transform and change the consciousness and rise the consciousness above all the changes in circumstances. In Delhi, during the British time, there was a sudden menace of cobras, and the number of cobras started growing. So the British government, they issued a warning, or they issued an order that anyone catches dead cobras and brings it, they will be rewarded with so much of money. And then the British government thought that because of this, people will kill the cobras and bring them. But instead, people saw this as a business opportunity and started rearing cobras. And then the British government got bewildered that why is the number of cobras increasing? And then someone came and said that, you know, you made your rule as per your understanding, but you couldn't figure out what these people are thinking. And so they withdrew that order and they said, okay, we will not pay you anymore even if you bring the cobras. The farmers became angry. They released all the cobras in Delhi. And you can check it on Wikipedia and others. This is famously known as the cobra effect. And there have been lots of books written also on the cobra effect and examples given on cobra effect on certain policies which the government takes out with respect to, you know, finance and administration and this and that. When the solution creates a problem worse than the original problem. And therefore, as far as Krishna consciousness is concerned, we have multiple activities we are engaged in, but the core principle of our entire mission is Krishna Consciousness, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So moving and shaking the material energy can be done expertly by many organizations all across the world. And as part of our institution and running our institution and expanding our institution, we also have to deal with these kinds of things. We have to deal with infrastructure, we have to deal with money, we have to deal with many other things. But we should never forget the fact that our core principle is we have access to this very rare knowledge of how to rise the consciousness above any kind of change in circumstances and how to share that kind of a knowledge with others. I was giving a talk at MIT in Boston, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And it was the first time I was giving a talk there, and I was feeling very honored by that. And then, you know, they were trying to set up the PowerPoint, and for some time the person who was the organizer was trying to, you know, set up the LCD projector. And after trying for like 5 to 7 minutes, it didn't work. He came up to me and said that the projector is not working. Why don't you depend on Krishna and give your lecture? And I was thinking, my philosophy is preaching to me. And then I couldn't say much because the topic of the lecture was overcoming anger. And the first slide was, many things in life will not go as per your plan. So it is easier to speak than to tolerate when you actually experience things. So therefore, this tolerance is extremely important. And we have to tolerate the fact that we may have our plans and we may have our schedule of how we want those plans to manifest. But Krishna may have his own schedule and his own plans. And therefore, when Raghunath Das Goswami, our Prayojan Acharya, had a desire to renounce and take shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rakshake rahatamui ke mone chutiba, ke mone prabhur shange nila chale jaba. So he was thinking, how will I escape from all of these guards who are protecting me, and how will I reach and take shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet? And Mahaprabhu understood this. And Mahaprabhu gave him very important instructions. And he said, Sthire hoya ghore jaho, na hao bato, krame krame pae loka, bhava sindukul. Mahaprabhu says, Sthire hoya, become steady. Go home for now. Na hao batul, do not become agitated. Krame krame pailok bhava sindukul. Steadiness is the most important quality required for spiritual advancement. As a person swims, the first few strokes takes him a few feet ahead. What will help him cross the river? The same strokes. He has to keep swimming, that is all. He cannot try any new gymnastics in the middle of the river. You simply have to continue. And therefore, Mahaprabhu tells him, Antare nishtha karabmahe loka vyavahar, achirabe Krishna tumar kuribe udhar. Mahaprabhu says, as a devotee, please remember this instruction. O Raghunath, antare nishtha kara. Always remember Krishna within your heart. Have faith that Krishna is your ever well-wisher. That nishtha should be there. Bahye loka vyavahar, externally whatever else you may do. And if you maintain this consciousness, Achirate Krishna Tomar Kuribe Uddhar. Very soon Krishna will deliver you. And then Mahaprabhu tells him that yes, sometimes the timings of our plans may not match. Vrindavan dekhi jabe asib nila chale tobe tumi ama pas asih kon chale. Mahaprabhu says, at this moment I wish to go to Vrindavan. After visiting Vrindavan, when I come back to Jagannath Puri, at that time you will get an indication that you should come to me. This is not the right time. You have to be patient. And so Raghunath Das Goswami starts thinking, how is anything going to change? My father has appointed so many powerful guards around me. The entire situation and circumstance looks impossible and hopeless. In such a hopeless situation, in future, how is anything going to change? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says very beautifully, Se chale se kale Krishna sphurabe tomare Krishna kripa jare tare ke rakhite pare. And Mahaprabhu says, do not feel hopeless, because the purpose of Krishna consciousness movement is single. And what is that? When you go to a medical shop, the medical shop distributes medicine, the bookstore distributes books, a car shop distributes car, and the association of devotee distributes hope for the devotees. And therefore he says, Se chole se kale, at that point Krishna will somehow orchestrate things. At this moment you cannot imagine how that will happen, but you should have antare nishtha and continue making the effort. And do not become hopeless. Because if you become hopeless, you will stop trying. And therefore, the association of devotees come together to inspire each other to continue to hope against all odds, however difficult the circumstances may be. Because when the hope burns strong within the devotee's heart, then their reciprocation with Krishna continues, and Krishna being pleased ultimately makes things happen. And so he says, Se chale, se kale Krishna sphurabe tumare. You cannot predict right now, you cannot calculate right now how Krishna will orchestrate things. You just continue. Krishna kripa jare tare ke rakhite pare. If Krishna has decided to bring you close to Him, if Krishna has decided to orchestrate your release from this situation and take to the renounced order, who can stop? And if Krishna has not yet permitted, then what can help? And therefore, we have to remain tolerant, continuing to serve Krishna sincerely and dutifully, waiting for Krishna's reciprocation, and continue to serve the association of devotees. And therefore, this association of devotees has the most important function of creating hope. And Maya orchestrates by creating doubts within our heart within this association. And those who are supposed to give us hope, if we start developing negativity towards them, then gradually our enthusiasm to practice the process goes away. Prabhupada was in Mumbai, and then his servant gave him some kachoris. And Prabhupada took one of them and said, keep the rest, I will take tomorrow. So the servant came down to the kitchen. One lady was cooking. You know, and the servant came and kept the kachoris, and he said, Prabhupada will eat these kachoris tomorrow. I am keeping these kachoris here in this corner in the kitchen. Take care of this. The lady said, so many people keep coming to the kitchen. And in an ISKCON kitchen, you keep some prasadam like this and you expect it to remain as it is till the next day morning. So she was busy, she didn't pay attention. The servant went away. Next day he came and then he saw the kachoris are not there. He started asking this lady again, I told you to look after these kachoris, what happened to them? She said, I told you that I can't be taking care of this. I have 100 other things to do. So he said, what will I now tell Prabhupada? He'll be asking for these kachoris because he wanted to see how they are after one day. So she said, she was busy cooking. She said, you tell Prabhupada, cat has eaten. So many cats come to the kitchen. So he went to the Prabhupada's room and he came back. And the lady asked, what did Srila Prabhupada say? And he said, Prabhupada said, whoever is saying cat has eaten, they have eaten. So for a moment, she just felt, my intentions are being questioned. I have given up my life for serving the mission. I have pure desire to serve. And how can even such a question be raised? And then suddenly, there was a storm in the mind. But then she controlled herself and then she said, ultimately, what is the objective? Prabhupada wants some kachori. She went to the nearby kitchen, got some dough, made kachoris, sent it, and Prabhupada had quite a few. And he sent the message with the servant, these are better than yesterday's. And so sometimes we have to remain tolerant and cannot react in the current circumstances and allow Krishna to reveal His plan. And the third aspect is, apart from gratitude and tolerance, is forgiveness. And this forgiveness is a very important element. Kshamaya rochate Lakshmi Brahmi Shauri Yatha Prabha. And that kshama or forgiveness is the ornament of a devotee. Aho ananta dasanam mahatvam drishtam adyame kratagasopiyan rajan mangalani samihase. Durvasa Muni says, I can recognize Ambarish is a Vaishnav because so many spiritualists may look similar, but only when you see that someone is carrying a passport, that passport defines their nationality. There are so many Indians who may come from America. They are Indians, they look Indians, but nationality may be American passport. So therefore, so many spiritualists are there. But Durvasa Muni says, forgiveness is the DNA of a Vaishnava. And he says, based on this forgiveness of Ambarish Maharaj, I can recognize this. So when Vibhishana came to take shelter of Lord Ram and there was a lot of protest and Sugriva was trying to stop, and Lord Ramachandra says to Sugriva that Pishachan Rakshasan Angulyagrena Tan Sarvan Ichchan Haruganeshwara. I do not fear anybody. Vibhishan is standing there, bring him immediately. Anayanam Harisreshta Ichchan Hariganeshwara Vibhishanova Sugrivo Yadiva Ravana Swayam. Even if it is Ravan himself standing there, bring him instantly. And so the Lord accepts Vibhishan Sharanagati because the Lord has these four qualities. Saralta, very easily accepts anybody. Shakti, he is supremely powerful. He is akinchanatvam. You can approach the Lord with nothing and he will accept. An ananyagatitvam. You do not have any other shelter and you take the Lord's shelter. The Lord forgives us completely. And therefore when Srila Prabhupada came to America in 1965, there were three very favorable qualities which exist. And Satyaraj Prabhu writes in one article in Journal of Vaishnava Studies, Prabhupada arrived on September 17, 1965. In 1917, US Congress had passed a law on Oriental Exclusion Act, and this was amended in 1924, and this was an amended Immigration Act which allowed only 1% of all the immigrants in America in 1920, and 1/6 of that 1% to actually have immigration status in America. That means only 100 Indians per year would be allowed. And that went on for an extremely long time, and in that period total only 16,000 Indians could actually come and get immigration status. But on October 3rd, 1965, first John F. Kennedy started this process, and then Lyndon Johnson actually passed this act by which this was taken out and immigration was allowed. And because of this, Prabhupada could actually have an immigration status. And so situations were favorable. And then the Pope John Paul, he released a declaration of the Vatican where for the first time the Vatican Church acknowledged the value of other religions, including Hinduism. And they expressed in that declaration that they respect all these different other religions and their viewpoints. And for the first time, Vatican acknowledged that those who are not following Christianity are not necessarily pagans or sinful and things like this. And therefore, after a very long period of time, it seemed to be an end of their theological imperialism. And so finally, there was an opportunity, an ecosystem for dialogue. And then socially, there were people who were giving up all kinds of possessions, social status, wealth, education, and were protesting against war. And socially, things were favorable for Srila Prabhupada to come. And so Srila Prabhupada, who was actually the messenger of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, entered into US and established Krishna Consciousness Movement in New York City in 1966. And this particular situation of how circumstances changed favorable for him assisted, and Prabhupada took full advantage of that particular window in time, because it was a window which facilitated dialogue. And today, as we enter into the internet age, where every single day 2.5 quintillion bytes are being uploaded. Quintillion, for your information, is 1 followed by 18 zeros. And so, we are at such a stage where people are eager for Krishna consciousness more than we can imagine. Today is a day of extremes. Either you have to be extremely good or you have to give things extremely cheap. Those who are in the middle seem to be losing ground. We are in a day and age where people are eager to be served. Everything they want pre-cooked, pre-cut, and as much as you provide. So the delivery of Krishna consciousness also has to be molded in such a way that people feel it as user-friendly as possible, because people don't have time and they have decision-making fatigue, and they are overwhelmed, overworked, overcommitted. And therefore, the third is, there is so much of content available on the internet, but what has become important and valuable today is insight and access. And therefore, there is a great opportunity for Krishna consciousness leaders, because the leaders with insight into Krishna consciousness, and they can provide that access to the Vedic wisdom to people. And fourthly, focus has become an extremely important skill set. In an age of distraction, and as I said, that every second 40,000 searches are happening on Google, 3.5 billion searches on Google and 5 billion searches every single day on all the search engines put together. Those with the ability to focus, they have an edge. And therefore, those who are practicing Krishna consciousness have a natural edge. And fifthly, as leaders, we have to acknowledge that in our dialogue with society, we have to recognize that freedom and autonomy are powerful currencies. And those leaders who are able to offer the proper freedom and currency, and they are actually able to delegate things based on outcomes and be flexible about the process, will be able to actually accomplish a lot. And therefore, as the Goswamis entered into a dialogue with the Mughals and established Vrindavan the way Mahaprabhu wanted, as Srila Prabhupada entered into America and entered into a dialogue at a stage in society where things were favorable, all of us as leaders have a great opportunity for this dialogue in today's current circumstances and create the transformation, facilitate absorption and dependence on Lord by sharing of Krishna consciousness with others. We are very grateful to Srila Prabhupada for giving us this opportunity. Whatever we have received, our privilege is to share with others and make our lives and others' lives successful, sublime and glorious. Thank you very much.